Must be why it's Bob's favorite drink. It's the official drink of sadness. Sprite. Drink it before you end your life.
Or to end your life.
No, that's what Tide Pods are for.
Oh!
Yes! Well, looky here, looky here. I love you so. Hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what
you'll say. You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go.
All right, let's get into the show. Welcome to Podzilla 1985 After Dark. It's Thursday, January 18th in the year of our Lord 2018. I always wanted to do that. And Mandy's choking on some Mountain Dew already. So Mandy's
I had it.
Mandy's just gonna be laughing all show. She got started at the beginning. Alrighty, it's not gonna stop.
Yeah, she's having a grand old time over here.
We were talking about mic drops. And all sorts of other fun stuff.
Ugly men. She's named names, but the ugliest men possible.
I didn't say he was the ugliest. I just said he was ugly.
You said he was not attractive at all. Well, and now no. Every single person on this podcast that's listening to the show is going, oh, fuck. Is she talking about me?
I wouldn't say every single guy. There
Dalton.
Are a lot of people.
It's Dalton. Dalton.
No,
right now
it's
is going,
not
is it me?
Dalton.
It's not Dalton.
It is not Dalton.
It's not. It's no one on our cast. So, it's no one on our cast. That's all I will say. What's up, guys? My name is Shannon Young. I'm your host for tonight. And down at the end of the table, of course, is my good buddy, Jess Kimball.
Hey.
Rocking that Colts sock hat. Is it a sock hat?
Yeah.
Is it a beanie? What do you call that? Is
it sock hat? I always call it a sock hat.
I did the same bit last night, so full circle. I'm surprised you're not rocking the New England Patriots to support them in the upcoming football program.
Let me take my soda before he flips the table.
I really don't appreciate you even putting that out in the universe that I would ever own any Patriots apparel.
So I was on CNN today, or maybe it's a different news site, as I want to do, and I saw there was an article that said it was Jaguars versus Vikings.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl we don't deserve, but the Super Bowl we don't want, but we probably deserve. Is that true? Is that the match that no one wants to see?
That's the match I want to see.
I don't.
Because I'm all on the Vikings bandwagon, and the Jaguars are playing the Patriots in the AFC Championship game this weekend.
And you just don't want the Patriots to win.
Accurate. Oh, I always God, say no. that I have two favorite teams every week.
Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts and whoever's playing the Patriots.
I can jump on that bandwagon and say I also hate the Patriots. I hate that the Patriots, didn't they win the Super Bowl the year of the 2001 when 9/11 happened?
Yeah, that was the whole scandal with them filming practices and stuff. They beat the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that Super Bowl.
Well, I'm not looking forward to them being the Super Bowl. I will boycott it, which I was going to do anyway. To my right, wearing the pink hair and the cleavage, Lindsay Wolfgang. What's up, Pinky Cleave?
Pinky Cleave.
I don't like your new nicknames. Pick something different.
She's got boots on. Go with
phony glasses.
Well, my glasses are very much real, thank
you. No, you have a phone in your hand.
I know I have.
Because you're playing Animal Crossing,
yes,
probably.
Yes, I am talking to this elephant.
Not the goose.
Is it the same
the
one Mandy was talking about
goose?
Earlier, the ugly guy?
No.
Because he's kind of big.
This is Eloise. It's a yellow elephant.
Eloise the elephant.
Yes. She wanted some fruit, so I gave her some fruit.
Bitches love fruit, so I gave that bitch some fruit. And to my left, Mandy Kennedy.
Oh,
a little
hey.
Fitty.
She's broken already.
Mandy, who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
Nobody. I don't even want to talk about football. Can we just bypass that fucking subject this week?
Jeez.
About the Olympics instead, that's coming
anything
up.
Anything else? There's ice skating on. I watched that, and gymnastics was on. Boom. Let's talk about one of those.
Overwatch League.
Okay.
Overwatch League.
Let's talk about gymnastics.
I love gymnastics.
So the United States Gymnastic Association under fire this week for allegedly suppressing many counts of sexual harassment
and
abuse from one of their doctors for the team members, including Michaela Maroney.
I did hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of them. And Michaela Maroney apparently signed a non-disclosure agreement that she wouldn't squeal on them if they paid her this amount of money, which she needed to go to therapy for what he did to her. So there's your United States. And the United States Gymnastics are the ones that signed off on it. And now they're like, we stand by these people. They should be heard. When they themselves, like, purposely are silencing them for money. So there's your gymnastics.
I was watching college gymnastics.
Oh, someone's getting touched there too. I almost guarantee it.
I just like gymnastics in general. I did it for a long time in the college.
You look like a gymnastics type
person.
I did.
I would have kept going, but I wasn't good enough to go to the expert, but I was bored in like the intermediate. So I just had one of the teachers like do lessons with me. And then she moved to St. Louis and I just kind of quit. And now I'm really mad that I don't do it anymore.
I played trombone.
I did percussion.
I also did percussion.
And I
played the
team.
Flute for a year and then I quit.
And you were also a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader. I was a bowler.
And then you quit. And then you quit.
Well, if you go with that, I was a swimmer and then I quit.
I did swim. We only got it my senior year, though. I wish we had got it sooner.
What, swimming?
Yeah.
If I would have stuck with it, I could have done it in high school.
We didn't have a pool, though. Like, we had to go to Cape, but...
We didn't have a pool either. Yeah. We had a ditch.
You swim. You had to wait for a rainy day to practice,
and then you just jump in the ditch and swim away from the cops.
Ew!
This went because the students were all criminals.
All right.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Cherry 7-Up, the anti-sadness drink. So I never had Cherry 7-Up before. This is actually really good.
Yeah.
I don't like cherry generally. I like the
it
cherry pop and daddies.
Cold medicine.
Anybody?
It
Cherry Pop and Daddies?
Like
remember them?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm. Well, just Hunter again. It's part of our new segment on the show called Just Hunter, where I bring up a topic that just Hunter will remember.
Explain. What is this?
It's a music group. The Cherry Pop and Daddies? Yeah, it's as bad as it sounds.
I thought it was candy.
You think they would market candy to kids called Cherry Pop and Daddies?
I don't know.
I honestly didn't, like, it really didn't make sense with the words you were saying. Now that you've expressed to me that it's a band, I understand those three words and what they imply. But before, I thought you were talking about Cherry Pop and Daddies.
No, Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. The thing I remember most, so they were at WWF SummerSlam one year, and they, like, I think they were there playing. They did a live performance or something when Val Venus was out there. And if you don't remember Val Venus, he was the big Val Bolsky. He was just a porn star. It's Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh my
Val
God.
Venus.
Did we get it?
Penetrating women.
God damn it.
How much more blunt would you like to get?
James Blunt.
What does penetrate mean?
Oh, wasn't expecting that one. The mouth on that one. My God, women shouldn't talk like that.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so tonight I did want to talk about, if you've been paying attention to the news lately, you know the latest craze amongst the kids, eating Tide Pods.
Yes.
Why are children stupid?
I don't think they're eating Tide Pods.
They're putting them in their mouths and they're like chewing on them.
To
taste the rainbow? I don't know.
I thought that the whole thing was they look delicious, not that people are actually eating them. Am I wrong about this?
No, because I'm pretty sure someone died.
Well, hold on. First
they
off,
died too, I think. Or drink it.
Are you saying that as a joke that, oh, they look delicious, but no one would actually do that? Are you being sarcastic? Or you literally didn't know that the thing going on right now is that kids are challenging each other to put the Tide Pods in their mouth, clamp down on them, and like drink the Tide.
Now, this is the first I'm hearing of that.
Oh. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, that's because the thing.
Because I know the whole thing has been going right. Because I've seen it on other stuff like Lay's Tide Pods, like Oreo Tide Pods.
My
like,
favorite was the kids didn't even know there's cotton candy inside their wall, and it's like the inside.
Oh no!
I saw one like that. It was like
there's a chocolate
fountain,
chocolate fountain
in your car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
And then the antifreeze is like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Like
well,
my question is, why do these companies make these poisonous materials look so delicious?
I don't think they look delicious.
I mean, oh, come on. They're neon.
They are blue and orange, my favorite colors, and I do not want to eat that.
Yeah, like, pick a color that's unflattering. Like, pick, I don't know, like...
Brown?
Like
well,
old...
I guess that would look like fudge, so never mind.
I like rotting fish gray.
Rotting fish
Army
gray.
Green.
Hmm.
Or like the green that's on these walls in here.
What? And we can use Dalton as a test if he won't eat it because he eats soap. We know that for sure. Yep. So if he doesn't,
he's also been known to lick Switch games.
I've done that too. To be fair,
well, he did it again.
Oh my God!
I've done it a couple times because I want to see if they had different flavors. Like maybe Mario tastes different than the Rabbids.
just a different kind of super disgusting.
Maybe Zelda tastes different than Binding of Isaac.
Can we talk about this for a second? So Mikey was playing his DS the other day, and he took the game out and blew on it. and then put it back in, and my friend Brian and I were like, what? Why did... And I go, I don't even know. I guess he's seen me blow on N64 games when we try and play Mario Kart. And I was like, Mike, why? He's like, well, to make sure the game works. All right.
Some legends will never die.
I'm like, oh, you're so cute. It was just so funny, though. I had to share.
That's better than, at least he's not eating Tide Pods.
Oh, hell no.
And this is...
I'm also not rich enough to buy Tide Pods. I buy the extra $1 detergent that you pour in.
I just bought a bag of Tide Pods yesterday so we could do laundry. And it's in the cupboard above the laundry, you know, the washer and dryer.
Oh, it's not with the snacks?
No. And I'm afraid I'm gonna have to put something up there to make sure Bob doesn't try to get into it.
Like a kitty lock on it?
Yeah. Cause it's delicious looking and, you know, he can use it to achieve his lifelong goal.
Well, that's what Sprite is for.
Sprite won't get him there near as quickly.
You really want to get sued by Sprite?
The Sprite to wash it down.
Sprite's just happy someone's talking about him. Sprite to me is like the most useless soda in the world. It's the worst soda, isn't it? Can we just agree on that? Sprite's the worst.
No, I don't like root
beer. It's even worse than Mountain Dew.
No. No.
Are you saying Sprite's not worse than Mountain Dew?
It's worse.
So nothing I said was false then.
Stop putting words in my mouth. Root beer is probably the worst.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
Root beer is delicious.
Depends on the root beer, though.
That's true. There is bad root beer out there.
I'm not a fan of...
I like root beer flavored candy.
It doesn't even smell good.
I like root beer flavored popsicle.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty good. I hate... What was that one with the dog that it was like the big one? It came out and tried to upstage A&W and Barks.
Oh, yeah. I remember what you're talking about.
Are you talking about Mug?
Mug. Yeah.
Yeah, Mug.
Mug is still around.
Yeah, and I never really liked that
one. We actually sell that at work.
Really? That's the Pepsi brand.
Because it's caffeine free.
Why'd you say that? I thought Barks was the Pepsi brand.
No, Barks is the Coke brand.
What?
Because it's always $1 at the stores instead of $1.73.
Well, what about A&W?
A&W is their own A&W.
Thing. Yeah, with cream soda, which is one of the best.
I think actually...
Cream soda. I don't care about that root beer. Which, do you know we have an A&W in Cape now?
We're going to.
Yeah, it's not open yet, is it?
Yeah, Long John Silver. I was like, what?
I mean, that's nice.
Oh, so they're making it a combo.
Yep.
We used to have those back home.
I mean, that's a pretty good combo. Yep. I'll take A&W and...
When we went to that convention in Poplar Bluff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we ate, was an A&W Long John Silver's combo.
The most interesting one that we've had, we went to a Taco Bell...
KFC?
Long John Silver's combo.
That's actually really unusual.
It was
in Ohio.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely seen Taco Bell Pizza Hut
KFC,
and I've seen Taco Bell KFC.
Yeah.
I got a quesadilla and like a two chicken planks and...
shrimp.
And shrimp, yeah. What an odd combination.
Someone actually asked me like a week ago if we served hush puppies. At where I work. And I was like,
and you went,
no.
And walked away. Let me check on that for you.
Yeah, I know.
And 3 hours later, you walk by. Are you still here? I really want those hush puppies.
You didn't go to Long John's?
I mean, hush puppies are the best.
I mean, in fairness.
You got a problem with hush plushies there?
No.
Hush plushies?
Hush plushies.
That's what I ate as a kid all the time. My parents
me too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My mom would like, hey, you want some meat? I'm like, no, I want some puppies.
Eat hush puppies.
I do kind of hope that this makes our Long John Silver's less gross.
Yeah, they've been pretty greasy the last few times.
Incredibly greasy.
Even though last time I ate there.
I can't either. I know it was Lindsay.
It's a long time because I can't handle the grease anymore.
It's true.
Yeah, whenever I go to Schnucks, like you walk out of Schnucks.
You just smell it.
And you smell Long John Silver's and it smells amazing. And I don't know, like, I don't go to Schnucks much anymore since the new little Walmart.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just easier to get to.
And cheaper generally.
Yeah.
But it's so cold in there.
We feed the machine. Another cog in the wheel. That's fine.
So anyway, when I used to go to Schnucks a lot, because that used to be my go-to grocery store. And I would walk out and I'd smell Long John Silver's. And after it would take 8 or 9 months of me walking out and smelling that before I'm like, all right, surely it wasn't that bad last time I had it. And then I'll order it and I'll start eating. I'm like,
and you start seeing through your napkin.
I'm just like, oh,
you see
no.
through the fucking box. What are you talking about?
No, that's really true. The cardboard box has become very transparent.
Yeah.
And what you do is you take that out and you rub it on a wall and the wall turns invisible. You're good.
That only works at Krusty's.
I think Long John is I want to like it, but they jumped the shark with me whenever I don't remember. What?
You said shark. And it's long john story.
I've never heard that phrase. I thought that it was specific to your long john story. Continue.
When they started offering, like, they asked me, like, do you want the basically the shavings? Do you want the fish leavings?
Oh, the crunchies. The crunchies.
I love those.
And they, like, gave me a box of that, and I was like, oh, I got an extra box of food, and I open it up, and it's just it's fish shavings, and I'm like,
it's the batter.
I like it.
Why?
It's crunchy.
It's good. And you just nom. And it's good.
Just nom.
I would pick Long John Silver's over our Steak and Shake.
Oh, yeah.
Not in general, but in this town.
Yeah,
general, I will take Long John Silver's over Steak and Shake.
Oh, no, you go to a good Steak and Shake. Yeah, you get like you a good steak and shake. Well, it's a steak burger. You're not going to go in there and go like,
I've never
get me
been
a
to a Steak and Shake that I've liked.
To be fair, how many Steak and Shakes have you been to?
Three.
Well, we were in Paducah. I want to say it was Paducah. We were going to, I believe, an anime convention. And it was me and Lindsay and a group of people. I don't remember who was there. And we go to Fazoli's. And I'm like, are you okay with Fazoli's? You're okay with Fazoli's? She's like, yeah. So we go up there and I order my food. And then she stands up there to order, looks at it, and just goes, nah, and walks away. Fucking walks away. And now I'm staring at the cashier and I was just like, I just cancel mine too. I don't remember if I ate there or not. All I know is I was mad. I was like, why the fuck would you agree to go here and then not order anything?
Because I'd never gone to one before and nothing was appealing to me.
I mean, it's not great.
I mean, it's spaghetti. The breadsticks are really the only reason to go there.
Good. And you right. dunk it in the Alfredo.
Yeah. I mean, the food's pretty terrible for the most part.
But the breadsticks.
Right. Yeah. And they're free.
Yes.
Just go sit there and pretend you ordered something.
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting for that pizza. But I'll take some more breadsticks in the meantime. We'll call it a day.
So we don't serve full pizzas here.
Hmm? Well, that bitch at the counter lied to me.
She took my 20. I demand more breadsticks.
I can't think of any other. Are there any other like fast food Italian places?
No.
Other than like Pizza Hut?
No. Because I mean, the only ones we have is Olive Garden and Bella Italia that are Italian-like.
I don't really like Bella Mario. I do like Mario's.
Mario and Angela's. Yeah.
That's a pretty good place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Bella Italia.
Yes.
I ate there once when Lindsay had a store meeting or dinner
Christmas
or something.
Christmas party.
Yeah. No, it was okay. No.
Just you had the catered stuff at that point, right?
I wasn't impressed.
No, at some point you need to go there and get their actual food and not the catered stuff.
There are some restaurants that everyone loves and I just don't care for. Like, Don't Tell Allie, but I don't really like Katie O'Farrell's a lot. It's okay. But for the money I spend there, I'd rather go somewhere else.
It is a little expensive. Like, the bar food is really good.
I love the bar food. That we went there for Super Bowl, like, 2 years ago, and we were going to go eat, and they weren't serving dinner because of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They're like, you can still order, like, bar food appetizers. And we did, and it was delicious.
Yeah, they have, like, these mac and cheese bites.
Yes, they're mm-hmm. so
oh
good.
Oh, my God.
Now you're making me want Katie O'Farrell's. God damn it.
I like their carrots.
Well, all right.
I don't know. I've only ate there, like, ate there once.
I don't know, Lindsay, you ate with
me
there.
I enjoyed their fish they had, and then whatever dessert I got was amazing. I don't even remember what it was I got.
Also, for those of you out there that aren't local, Katie O'Farrell's, you might determine from the name, is a slightly upscale Irish pub.
Yes, which you would think we'd like being Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I dig it. It's not bad. Like, you're right, though. It's just, it's kind of pricey for what you're getting.
And kind of bland. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Katie O'Farrell's. I do. But, like, I ordered this chicken and these other things once for Calvin's birthday. And they bring me like a whole chicken, but it's just a whole chicken. Like, there's nothing fancy about it. It don't taste spicy. That chicken's just normal.
Well, yeah, I guess you're used to that southern fried chicken cooking.
Put some spice on that chicken.
The king of the fried chicken.
The king of spices. I hate fried chicken. Am I the only one that hates fried chicken?
I love chicken.
I've seen you eat fried chicken.
I don't like it. When have you seen me eat fried chicken?
We go to KFC regularly. Well, not regularly, but fairly frequently.
But what did we get?
Mashed potatoes?
The fried chicken sandwiches.
What else is at KFC? It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No. It was a crispy chicken.
It was a fried chicken sandwich.
It was a crispy.
Are you saying
no,
you don't
like
it?
No, it's crunchy chicken then.
It's the crispy chicken. Mother, what was the name of it that we always used to get? The Zinger.
Yeah, that was the Zinger.
It wasn't called the Fryder.
Well, how do you think crispy chicken's made? They mic'd it?
I assume when two chickens love each other, they have a little Zinger.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying you don't, I'm guessing you're saying that you don't like the chicken on a bone. You don't like the drumsticks, the thighs.
The classic, like, bucket of chicken. Fried chicken. Yeah, like, I was never a big fan of that. I hate bone-in chicken.
Do you like
in
breasts?
General.
The breasts?
I love breasts.
That creepy smile. I just
stared at Mandy the whole time. No, I prefer breasts. I don't like the legs because I always
you don't like legs either.
Well, you bite into the leg and then there's always bone.
Yeah, you
there's always a bone in the leg, and I don't get it. I don't get the physicality of chickens.
The physicality.
I can't think of the words. The 7-Up done made me stupid.
And I mean, like, I haven't had, like, an actual, like, classic fried chicken in a really long time. But
none of us have had a bucket of chicken in how long? Lindsay, when's the last time you had a bucket of chicken? Your fans in Cranberry want to know.
Probably one of my family reunions, and I haven't been to one of those since, like, college.
That's not true. We went to a family reunion together.
That was shortly after college.
That was years after college.
No. No, it wasn't.
That probably wasn't too far. We played that beam game where you throw bags at holes.
Bag-o.
Cornhole.
Or cornhole.
Or bags.
Cornhole!
or just bags.
Cornhole.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when KFC had the double down sandwich?
Oh my God.
Which was just, do you remember that, Mandy?
Nope.
All right. So, are you working out after this?
Yeah.
Good, because the very thought of this is going to gain weight. It was like bacon and cheese, and the sandwich was two pieces of chicken.
That was the bread.
That was the bread.
Yeah, you had like chicken. You basically had the sandwich fixins.
Yeah, between two pieces of chicken.
Between two pieces of fried chicken.
Dang.
Yeah, a lot of people died that night. And they took that off the market. We tried it once, and it was that classic case of when you look at the picture on the menu, it looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes out, and you're like, what did I do?
Yeah, what is this? Is this the same thing, Little Caesars? How does this pizza look like that pizza? Yeah. Explain it to me. But, you know, it's not Tide Pods, at least.
It's true. It's not Tide Pods.
Yet.
That's a real thing. Back to that thing we talked about 20 minutes ago. So, Tide Pods, that's the new craze. And I thought, you know what would be funny tonight? If we talked about some of the dumbest things that we've done. Because we're passing judgment on these kids for eating Tide Pods. And they should be. Because that's really fucking stupid. All the stupid things I ever did, except for like three, I knew were like, it didn't strike me that they were the dumbest thing to do.
And we came up with them. We didn't get on the internet and like search stupid things.
We didn't have YouTube back in the day.
Yeah. And we didn't have to prove, like, we just,
we came did up with it to pass on time. Our own.
Yeah. We did it just for like the two people that were with us.
Yeah.
Not the internet.
Yeah. We didn't want those likes. We just did it to laugh our asses off.
Yeah. And to possibly die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll live on the edge a little bit.
I have a lot of things that I did that were really stupid, and not all of them were dangerous. Only one was truly dangerous.
Well, good. You can fill the time up because I ain't got squat.
That has to be a lie.
I was a very boring child with very strict parents.
I can guarantee you did something stupid. Let's dive
I mean,
into
I ran it. My brother over with a bike, but that was more of an accident than an actual trying to attempt to do something.
Well, you've done something stupid. Come on. Come on.
I mean, I'll think about it, but nothing's coming to mind.
We'll start with Mandy then. She's lived an exciting life.
Okay. I guess probably the stupidest thing was we had a shopping cart and we put me in it, and then my friend sprinted and then jumped on it and we went down a hill.
Oh no.
And then there was a curb there and we hit the curb and tink, and I flipped.
Who broke their teeth?
Nothing happened. I don't know how. I stayed inside of it as we tumbled, and it was fine. My friend dove off before the curb.
Coward.
So, but
go down with the ship.
They had to like get it off of me because I landed on the ground with it. But that was probably one of the dumbest. My brother and I had a go-kart, and we'd fly that and ramp over like mini hills as ramps.
Yeah,
go kart it one time.
That's just a bad idea in general.
It's called the Yerf Dog.
The what?
The Yerf Dog.
The Yerf Dog.
Yeah, it was an off-road one too.
Wait, what was called Yerf Dog?
That was the brand of the go kart.
I thought that's what you guys named it.
Oh no!
Like, where did you come up with that name?
No.
Of the Yerf Dog.
And then we would shoot airsoft guns short distances away from each other.
Aiming at each other?
Yeah.
No, we did that. We called them airsoft wars.
We had...
Never did that.
Yeah, but we were like in pretty close, rather. You didn't go hide. You were just like...
I have a similar... Go ahead.
When you say airsoft wars, though, are you talking about like pellets and BBs?
Mm-hmm. No, airsoft is like, they're like plastic BBs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're not like legit, like...
No, it's not like a metal BB, like from a BB gun. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'd do like fight, like sword fight with PVC pipes, except I got stuck with boxing gloves versus people with PVC pipes.
How's that a fair fight?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot of stupid things like that. Through throwing knives at the couch, even though they'd bounce. Try and stick them.
Somebody did that below us in our first apartment. You remember that, Lindsay?
They were thrown into like a TV box or something.
Against the wall.
And then when we'd hear Kevin's mom start coming, we'd quickly flip the couch cushion so she wouldn't see like the markings.
Of all the things you just described to me, I'd say that's the dumbest thing, that you threw knives at a couch.
I mean, they were throwing knives. It wasn't just like a butter knife through a steak knife. I don't know.
Is that better?
I don't know.
Throwing knives where children could get them.
How old were you when you were doing throwing knives?
High school.
Where did you get throwing knives?
Was that shop in the mall?
Oh, yeah. I got my swords there.
I had
the
swords.
Yeah.
I had a shuriken. Like a throwing star thing?
Yeah, I know what shuriken is. Okay. I played Ninja Gaiden.
And we had a butterfly knife, too.
Oh, I had a butterfly knife. I wanted a switchblade.
Yeah.
But my dad would never let me have one. But he turn off your phones!
Essay! I don't even have my phone.
None of us have our phones with Jesse.
You.
Mine's not laying on the table where it can vibrate.
It's true.
So you're vibrating. Never mind.
Anyways, yeah, I'm sure I'm missing one or two things. But
that's probably from the head trauma.
Yeah, probably.
That you suffered over
jumping
the years.
To tree to tree or trying to. I climbed a lot of trees and try and jump to the next one. I fell out of a tree once. That was fun.
Jesse, can you beat that? Can the boys beat the girls? Because apparently Queenie over here never did anything but sit in her fucking study and read books about commoners.
No, I sat in the swimming pool and stayed there.
Oh, her swimming
That's
pool!
That's so much better! With Jeeves bringing her drinks.
No, I mean, we did a lot of stupid stuff. Because, I mean, I had a little brother that was very close to me in age. He and I did a lot of really, really stupid
I
stuff.
I wanted to be like, yeah, the one that peed all the time.
Yep, same one.
The urinator.
No, the other day he actually did ask me like what my podcast was called. He's like, oh no.
Oh, we stopped doing that.
Like, it's Podzilla 1985. Please don't listen to PZ85 After Dark.
You told him like it's press start to join. We use
pseudonyms.
Yeah.
I'm Josh. And oh wait. We already ruined the story. So Jake and I, one of the
urinator.
Jesus, Mandy.
Something about peas really making Mandy giggle.
Just the name was so funny.
We used to have a guy on the show that was fond of water sports. What was his name? I don't remember.
So Jake and I, we used to fight a lot. And I don't mean like brothers would fight and argue and yell at each other. No, we used to beat the shit out of each other. And not just a little bit. Like, there was one time I remember Jake got really pissed off and picked up a broomstick. And I picked up his bicycle.
And I told him. Escalated quickly.
I know. And I told him, like, don't you do it. So he hit me in the head with the broomstick.
And you chucked the bike at him?
So I hit him in the head with his own bicycle.
Was this outside?
No.
Garage?
This was in the fire station. Because we lived in a fire station. Well, we lived in an apartment that was connected to the fire station.
We lived in a fire station. In a hole in the wall that you had to put the cabinet back to hide it.
There was an apartment attached to the fire station we lived in. We got to live there, from my understanding, either at cheap or free rent, so long as my dad was on call. Like, basically 6 days a week, my dad was on call. Not many fires happening in good old New Madrid, so.
New Madrid.
New Madrid, yeah, come on now.
So it wasn't a whole lot of on-calling to be done. So anyway, I remember our fights got pretty famous to the point where my dad would jump on the radio when we started fighting, and he would actually just do a call out, like, they're at it again. And suddenly it looked like a drug bust happening at the fire station. Because every squad car on patrol would be in the alley next to the backyard watching us beat the shit out of each other. And like, I say, like, we would frequently fist fight, but that wasn't the bloodiest ones. The worst ones were whenever we would find weapons, baseball bats, trash can lids. We use those as shields typically, but I once tackled Jake through the chain link fence with a trash can lid.
So you like, you Captain America'd him? You just gave him the shoulder charge with the,
Yes, actually. Nice. That's exactly what happened. We had like this clamp that kept the chain link fence closed. It was a really big, gate door. Like it went all the way like out to the alley and all the way inside. Like it was, I don't know, like a 15-foot gate, like length. And yeah, I hit him hard enough to knock both of the latches loose where they twisted in. And my dad actually had to buy new latches. He was kind of pissed about it.
Maybe he should have broke up the fight rather than calling the rest of the cops to spectate.
Yeah, he loved watching.
He was calling all cars.
Calling all units. They're at it again.
My money's on the Jesse.
What did your mom say?
Well, look, I can't get into that without getting into stories about my dad. We're talking about me and Jake now.
I think you opened a wound. Good job, man.
So anyway, I remember one of the dumbest, though, that we ever did, one of the dumbest fights, and because we weren't actually fighting. Jake and I really liked wrestling at this point. And one of our favorite things to do, I would just throw him as hard as I could into a wall.
That does sound like fun for him. I like how you said one of our favorite things to do. But I feel it was more like Jake going, please don't. Please don't.
No, he loved it. Like, and you know, we would act like they were ropes or something like that. And yeah, we were going to do tricks. But most of the time, we just ended up with him hitting the wall with a thud.
That's because every time you were Goldberg. And he was like Ralphus. No one gets that. No one gets it.
No, I don't get it.
He was an old man who couldn't wrestle.
Gotcha.
Hunter got it.
Just Hunter. Well, no, and Asa, and Dalton, maybe Cody.
I don't know.
That one's for everybody. Crowd. Yeah.
So anyway, whenever our first house that we lived in when I was in Colorado, we were moving out of this house. We had been renting it for a little while until we found something else, and my parents found something else. So we were getting everything loaded up and moved out. Everything was kind of already packed. Like, we didn't truly unpack in this house anyway. It was out in the middle of the country, and my mom didn't like that. We were waiting on them to come back with the keys to the new apartment. And Jake and I were just killing time because all the packing had been done, everything else. And we were in this room upstairs that, was just completely vacant. So we're like, well, let's play our favorite game. We had been playing this in the basement that had concrete walls.
Oh no.
Everything was fine.
You made a huge hole.
Did. Because at one point, I don't know what struck me to do this. But I decided after throwing Jake into the wall, I would follow through with my shoulder a little bit.
Jesus.
And Jake's ass went through the drywall. I made contact.
Urine went everywhere. Like a goddamn hose.
Jake was pretty much done with his pee problems by then. But yeah, no, I hit him and like, I remember like hitting him and then like, I felt the wall give, like I felt something give and I went like, you know, a foot further than I was supposed to. And I was like, oh no,
that ain't good.
So I back up and I see Jake stuck in the drywall by his ass.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh no. Oh no. What are we going to do? So I pulled Jake out and he looked at us like, oh, we're fucked. I was like, yes. Yes, we are. Oh, so we went to the living room and I think at this point is age reference. I want to say we were, 12 and 11. Like, Jake's younger, Jake and 11. Anyway. So we sat in the living room on our Game Boys, just like making no noise whatsoever. My mom walks home like, you guys are too quiet.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah. What did you do?
I was like,
you're reading the Bible. You go, nothing, mother.
Why would you ever think we were doing anything? No. So we told her like, we messed up, in the bedroom. Like, which one?
Wait,
that's
on.
Old one.
So you told your mother you and your brother messed up in the bedroom. Sorry. My mind goes to places.
We were innocent. 10 and 11.
Jake fell and went ass first into the wall.
Jake fell really hard. No, my mom looked at it and just like, I got no words from her. Just, oh no. And then my stepdad walked in there. What the fuck were you two doing? I'm like, uh-oh. So he had to actually go out to a hardware store and get
plaster.
Yeah, he had to go get plaster and everything, like basically replace the drywall. He actually did a pretty good job. You could never tell it happened.
It was even better.
But
you said you're welcome. And it was all said and done.
But I want to backtrack to, you just slam your brother into concrete fucking walls in the basement?
Yes.
Did he ever slam you in the
Jesus.
Walls?
No.
Or was this, you had your roles.
But didn't you say
we
that
had our roles.
You were player one, he was player
you
two.
You bashed his head half the time? Like prior? So you just
I mean, yes, that's also happened.
You just, into a concrete wall.
Yes.
Oh that's probably God. Why he peed so long.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
No, I'm
Damn.
Telling you, like, we, yeah, no,
this,
we beat
like,
this
makes
shit.
Me super thankful Mike is an only child. God.
No, well, we were.
Well, hold on. Let me share some of my stories because I was an only child.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
when you're an
right.
only child, you have to come up with things on your own.
Like playing baseball in the house?
Like playing baseball in the house. I just sat in my living room with my baseball bat and my balls, and I'd throw the ball up and hit it, and it would just smash into paintings and pictures. And
I think Pat and I broke something doing either that or throwing a football, I think.
I took my clothes, and I also liked wrestling, but I didn't have a brother or friends. or family. So I took my clothes and I'd take my pillows and I'd put the clothes on my pillows and then I'd make a person out of pillows who dressed like me. And then I would just beat the shit out of it.
You had a pillow person.
I did. That I made on my own. And then things got weird. We started making out and like it got
strange. And thus the narcissism complex began.
It got strange at that point. There was the time that I think I've told the story before, I had a fan on, and I decided, just for science experiment-wise, what would happen if I cut that fan's power cord while it's on with a pair of scissors, which I did, and it exploded. Thankfully, the scissors were rubber, so I didn't feel it. My mom walks in as I'm just sitting there looking at the wall. She's like, what happened? There's a giant black smoldering hole in the floor, and I told her, nothing. Fucking fan's not working. You want to do something about that? We're living squalor here. It's summer. It gets hot. Yeah. I'm trying to,
cut the hair off of one of my stuffed animals, thinking it would like grow back, I guess.
I cut Jake's hair
the
once.
The scarier option is if it had grown back.
It was. I liked Winnie the Pooh as a child. And it was Eeyore, because my grandma was really upset because that was her favorite character.
You cut Eeyore's hair?
Yeah, like his black mane.
That's so mean. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, I wanted to try it. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the evil,
experimenting.
Yeah.
The evil Winnie the Pooh toy that Jake and I had?
I think you have.
The one that was low on batteries?
Oh, yeah.
Please give me more batteries.
All right, Shannon, what's your next story?
I'm freaked out by this Winnie the Pooh now. A lot of my youth is a blur, to be honest with you, and it's probably because of something I did. I know that we, in college, instead of going to journalism, we had this giant hill right outside of the journalism class, and instead of being in class listening, we would just roll down the hill over and over again for no reason at all, and the teacher would come out, Mr. Musgrave, who I'm still friends with on Facebook, and would say, like, you guys going to join us in class? I'm like, nah, we're good. And we just roll down the hill again. I mean, and as you can tell, I've used my journalism to its full potential. That's not, I don't know. The more I think about it, the dumbest things I did were just self-destruction. Like, I never slammed people's faces into walls. I did once find we were in grade school, and I found a woman's razor on the ground in school. And I picked it up, and I was like, oh, wow. And they were like, be careful with it. Be careful with it. You might cut yourself. And me being the smart ass that I was, I said, you can't cut yourself with a woman's razor. So I started hacking at my arm with it. And then sure enough, blood started pouring out. And it's a good thing I didn't get the hives because I just found this razor on the ground.
There's no telling what it could have been used for. That could have been used to shave a marijuana.
Oh, God. I was high for days.
I did beat up a kid in fifth grade.
Bob took shrooms. It's probably the dumbest thing he's ever done.
That sounds about right.
And I watched him do the shrooms, and then I watched him stare at the wall for 2 hours. And I was like, are you enjoying that? Or he didn't know where the fuck he was.
Were you with us when this would have been shortly after high school. Garrett used to drive a Firebird.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that Firebird.
I got to drive it. Yes.
It was a nice car.
Nice, yeah.
It was a really nice car. So anyway, yeah, Garrett had a Firebird. And it was after a movie one night. And I remember it was me, Kevin, MC, and Garrett. And I want to say Trevor was there too, maybe a couple of other people. But I remember specifically, for whatever reason, we decided to sit on the hood of Garrett's car while he drove in a parking lot and then slammed on his brakes.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why this sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
stupid. Because it
sounds
thrilling. No, if I was in, no, I would do that in like high school or something. That sounds about.
With what you weigh, you would have flown through. I know. You would have flown two counties over.
Probably. It's fine.
So MC and I, though, MC got the worst of it. Yeah, he slammed on the brakes. I kind of held on and then ended up just like sort of like doing a flip forward. MC got launched. And he landed on his hands and then went into like almost a somersault. We thought he was dead. He lived, of course.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you could tell stories about 4th of July.
That was all
and
you
all
and
the
Bob.
Stupid things you did.
I didn't do anything stupid. Like I stayed out of the way.
You used to throw artillery shells.
No, that was
with
you and Bob and Ryan and Chad.
So we used to take
and filling the air conditioner up with old bottle rockets that you didn't know if it were going to work or not, and putting it on the train tracks and then throwing an M80 in it.
Hell yeah, that sounds fun.
The best though was we had we used to have bottle rocket wars too. Obviously everybody had that, mm-hmm. But we had like M80 wars. It's just stupid.
They
in general.
They would cut the wicks and play chicken to see who would let go of it first.
I didn't let go of it once. It exploded in my hand, and it's that thing, I pulled my hand up, and it's shaking, and it's black, and I was like, oh my God.
I got a fun one for you. So, my stepbrother, the Australian one. Now, this kid is just fucking stupid. Like,
it's not a bright country.
No, this kid was just dumb. Like, he couldn't grasp basic multiplication tables. He was a dumb kid. And his first, they didn't shoot fireworks in Australia. I feel like that's important to point out because it's really dry over there. You could cause like the entire country to go on fire.
You could wipe out the entire country in one shot.
So he was really, really excited to try out his first American 4th of July because he was over here. We get bottle rockets, specifically the ones that shoot out like the sparks behind it. Mm. And like they whistle into the stream and everything. So I show Jared how to throw. My God,
you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
That tide coming back up on you?
Yeah. It's hitting me now. I'm feeling a little woozy. So I was teaching him how to throw the bottle rockets because you know that's just something you should do as a youth in America.
I never did.
You should have.
She hired people to do it for her.
To be honest, I was afraid of most fireworks.
I got hit in the leg with fireworks one year.
Oh, I got fucked up with fireworks, yeah.
I was
a
kid, so that scarred me for a little bit.
I mean, heck, you saw how I was when you gave me a Roman candle for the first time.
Yeah, she freaked out. Yeah.
I love Roman. I always make sure I buy Roman candles, like, every year. But yeah, no, like, bottle rocket wars are rough. So, yeah, I was showing Jared how to throw them properly. And, you know, he's getting really into it. And, like, he's got a couple in his hand, and he takes one to light it, and he throws it and doesn't go anywhere. A second later, he realizes why. He put the lit one in his mouth.
Oh!
To hold it while he throw the other one.
Did it go crack-a-cack?
Well, you see, remember, it's the one that shoots sparks and whistles. So he's holding the stick in his mouth, and it's just sparking and whistling in his face. Just from like his eye down to like his chin, just, and he never lets go of it. He clamps down harder and then it pops.
I mean, to be fair, if he had let go, it probably been worse because it would have propelled into his mouth.
No. He's holding the stick. Think like a dancer holding a rose in their mouth.
Oh, so he's got it sideways.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He should have let go then.
Yes, he should have. So yeah, but he holds on to it. And like he's got about the middle of the stick in his mouth, so yeah, it's just right there, like funneling sparks and shit in his face.
Oh my.
Like so yeah, then it pops. The entire like right side of his head is black. Like,
so
it's charred. Yeah, he looked like Two-Face, except like everything else is kind of charred forward. He goes in like he's crying, of course. he's 14, I think, at this point. And, yeah, he goes inside to wash up and everything else. And my dad's just laughing at him. Just laughing hysterically. He started calling him Hot Lips.
Hot Lips. Lindsay, that's a MASH reference.
Yes, I know.
So, he didn't want to throw any more bottle rockets that day. But he would, he finally let me show him, like, how to set off a Roman candle.
I had a fireworks story and now it's all gone. Darn.
I don't think I have any ridiculous ones.
Well, I'm just trying to think of other stupid things people that I've done, but you know, the more we talk about it, the more I realize the internet has really, really outdone us.
Yeah.
Because all of these things are like, oh yeah, that was pretty stupid. But then I think about the guy who jumped into the cactus patch.
Yeah.
Or the guys that put the tacks on the trampoline and then jumped backwards on it. And, you know, the guys that pierce their ears with a nail gun.
Oh.
Like, no, yeah, Jackass started a really unfortunate trend.
Yeah.
But you can't blame Jackass for this Tide Pod thing. I don't understand this one at all. That's just poison. You might as well just eat rat poison.
It's not even fun. Like, at least, like, jumping or something.
Blowing
like,
yourself up.
It gives you, like,
enjoyable.
Adrenaline. Right. Like, an adrenaline rush. Like, we have, where my parents live, there's, like a really big hill, because they had 5 acres. Well, at the bottom of it is a creek. And I know one year we would take in, we would start like in the backyard and sprint and go down and try and ramp the creek to the other side, but we nailed the tree one time.
Oh.
And then poof, dropped into it on ice though, which was nice. But like you get an adrenaline rush going that fast and stuff. Like
yeah.
You just
but
eat
a
fucking
Tide Pod,
Tide
gives
pod
you
and you're just, yeah.
And it's like, if this was the first time someone had done something stupid maybe, but like, I mean, this is like the 30th in a list of things of the past few years. There was the cinnamon challenge.
I mean, at least that wasn't dangerous.
It can be.
If you consume you can choke, too much, yeah.
Because it makes
you,
suffocate
on it.
Yeah, you could suffocate on that because it's so dry and you can't. Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, I feel like a glass of water, just clean that right up.
Well, that's if they're smart enough to do that instead of just sit there and cough.
Because I always do
if you're
like,
dumb enough to eat a Tide Pod, you're probably not smart enough to grab a glass of water. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Well, because I mean, like, I've been, like, I've never done the cinnamon challenge because
I've never
done
any of those stupid fucking things, yeah.
But I've seen people try to do it, and it's like, I've been there in person, and it is really funny when they immediately just, like, try to, like, spit it out, and it just, because everything's now dry.
I like the saltine one.
Yeah, yeah. Except much, like, much cooler looking because it looks like they just, like, they're spitting smoke.
Yeah.
Like, they're like a smoke-breathing dragon.
Remember when people used to get in trouble for planking? That was the thing. It was like, oh, you planked, and the person got fired from GameStop, and it was this awful thing. Now we've
come because they're planking in really dumb places.
Yeah, but now we've come to eating Tide Pods. How was that a challenge? Like, what? I'm coining it now. I'm going to start this. The suicide challenge. Maybe
no.
I shouldn't do that.
No.
That's probably a bad
Please
idea.
Please don't do
because
that.
Because there'll be someone that takes me up on that offer, probably.
And you'll get a special, like, recommend, or a special mention in the note.
This was for Mr. 100. I challenge,
Oh, God.
Next up, I challenge. Oh, no.
And then everyone goes, that was a bad idea. Why would you do that? Nah, yeah, that's a bad idea. That's, but at the same time, there's a part of me that's afraid that that might be a thing already.
I mean, it's a possibility.
You know, like in suicide groups or suicide circles of doing that. I don't know. It's scary what people will do to themselves.
You know? Yeah, I mean, especially when you talk about like suicide groups.
Well, I mean, that's they exist.
No, I understand.
Yeah, suicide circles. There are groups that support each other with, and I don't agree with it. Obviously, I don't think taking your own life is the answer. But you know, they're pretty dedicated to it, and even they are smart enough not to eat fucking Tide.
Unless, you know, that's how they want
to
go.
I'm pretty sure you'd have to consume mass amounts of Tide to actually die. Like, poisonings are up. Apparently, I read a stat that was like 30% higher than they were last year in the first month already because
Jeez.
Of this Tide challenge. So many
Jeez.
People are doing the Tide challenge that it's overloading the poison control
hotlines.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, I still just don't get it. Like, I don't get why that's a challenge.
Or like when it was smoking bath salts. Remember bath salts? Not
yep.
smoking bath salts. Taking bath salts.
Taking bath salts.
When people
yeah.
were taking bath salts, and it's like, man, did you hear what happened? Guy took bath salts, tried to eat a homeless guy's face off, and they ended up shooting him dead. Dude, let's fucking do that.
Because apparently it's an
those
incredible
are real conversations,
high.
Yeah. Like, yeah. those are conversations that happen.
And I am starting to kind of agree with the comment I saw online where just let them do it and let Darwin sort it out.
Well, I mean, except for the case of the basalt thing where they were eating innocent people.
Yeah, now we're just talking about a zombie outbreak.
Yeah.
We're talking about Resident Evil, Cape Girardeau. But the tide thing, like,
it baffles me.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people? Like, none of us. We're all of an age now where we can look down on the rest of you.
I mean, I have Tide Pods.
I do, too. And they look delicious.
No, they don't. No.
I never thought they looked delicious.
Okay. They feel
they
neat.
They look like plastic and
neat.
Soap, because that's what they are.
They do feel neat. That is absolutely true. Like,
like, squishy. Yeah,
I'll grab
and
one and squish
it
down. I'm like, then, is this what breast implants feel like, just on a bigger scale?
I mean, smaller scale.
Yes. Well, the breast would be bigger, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope.
Because if they're that squishy,
I want Tide Pod-sized breasts, please.
I feel like that's got to be a downgrade for anyone looking for implants, right? Like
Tide Pods?
Unless they literally just have nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, so if Tide gets into the breast, the implant department, division, and they start filling breasts with Tide, then...
Yeah, but then what happens when the packet breaks?
You do your clothes.
That's not how that'll work.
That reveals a thing that I don't want to mention, but I also want to mention. I've had this curiosity for a long time of, I wonder what breast implants do feel like. Because I know what regular breasts feel like. And they're pretty nice. Not great. They're okay.
I backtrack earlier and you said you like breasts.
Chicken breasts. I like to eat them.
Mm,
what were you,
you
talking
said
about?
Just breasts.
Chicken breasts. Mm. But have you ever felt, has anyone here ever actually touched implants?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just the silicone material. Like, no, I haven't. But isn't it just like...
it's a baggie full of silicone.
I don't think they use silicone anymore. They use something else now, don't they?
I think so.
Saline?
Maybe. No, not saline, because saline is...
It's the same type of thing.
All right, I'm going to Google breast implants. This could be a bad idea.
It probably is.
Yeah, especially if you just Googled that.
Not even what's in them. Just
one of my favorite movies of all time. You ever see the movie Breast Men?
Nope.
No.
It was an HBO original. It had David Schwimmer. You remember David Schwimmer?
Ross from Friends.
Yes. Oh. It was about the two doctors who invented breast implants and like their story of how it was so looked down upon, you know, at the time. People basically said, you know, only hookers and adult actresses would wear them or have them. It's a really good movie. You should watch it if you can find it. HBO used to do so many good films and you can't find them anywhere. Quick question, though. What's the best HBO film of all time? There's only one answer.
I don't know. I don't even know.
It's the Cherokee Kid.
I don't think I've watched any, like, just HBO.
You never watched HBO original movies?
No.
I don't think so. I watch Disney Channel original movies.
That's the problem. That's your problem.
Yeah. Maybe that's why kids are eating Tide Pods now. They don't have Disney original movies anymore.
They do still have Disney
original
movies. They do.
They're just not good anymore. Yeah.
Have you not watched The Descendants?
No.
It was a hip hop adventure through fantasy books or something. I don't know. I don't like it. I like DuckTales.
I like DuckTales.
DuckTales is good.
It's still good TV, but the TV. When were Disney movies ever good? Disney Channel movies.
Well, the original
Disney Channel
ones?
Original movies.
Dude,
back
the
in,
Paper
like...
Brigade is fucking
okay,
amazing.
So I got...
Johnny Tsunami, Johnny, Brink, well, not... Zeon.
Johnny Tsunami back on board.
Smart House.
So
Smart
paper, House. The Paperback Boys and
the
Johnny.
The Paper Brigade.
Okay.
And they had paintball guns and they shoot a sweet in an awesome treehouse. These bitches were cool. I was so jealous of Gunther Wheeler.
That was his name.
None of these are selling me on Disney Channel original movies.
I mean, like...
Well, if you want to get sad, there was a true story with the Even Stevens kid.
Oh, yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Where
he had
autism.
Like, autism.
Yeah.
That was
what, was it Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played a kid with autism?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have to track this movie
It was
down.
Really good. All right, heartless soul, go throw your brother into another fucking wall.
I will. Now, also backtracking real quick. Yeah, they're both made out of silicone, like the shell. One is filled with saline and the other is filled with a silicone gel.
Hey, he was right with saline though.
Yeah,
he was half right.
100 points to Shannon.
They're both still dangerous if they burst though.
Well, apparently the saline's not, it's literally just salt water.
Oh.
But I
imagine they feel different than the silicone gel ones.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you don't want to get beads in there, like in the Wild Wild West movie. Like, avoid beads.
So wasn't it like poppy seeds or something like that he put in those things?
Yeah, he's like, feel these, touch my breasts.
And then he fills them with water.
Not touch yours.
Those are much nicer.
Not touch yourself. Oh, it's so hard. Yeah. God damn, that movie doesn't get enough respect.
That's true.
This show's a fucking train wreck now.
It's been a while.
We've just gone everywhere.
You wanted to
talk about breast implants.
Talked about stupid things we did. Okay, we hit the one point.
I understand breast implants. I get them. Like, I know some women who have smaller breasts want bigger breasts. That's fine. You don't have to. I don't think it's a necessity. But if you get it and you want to feel better, what I don't get is butt implants. Have you seen butt implants? Mm-hmm. They terrify me. Like, they actually do. Like,
why?
I don't know. They're just so, like, that's too big of a butt. Well, the butt's too big.
There have been, like, some really weird looking ones, like,
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj has, like, that just, everything about that setup looks weird.
Ice-T's wife, Coco, she said they're not fake, but my God. My God. Have you ever seen Coco's butt?
We'll look at it later.
Look it up.
Oh, my God.
Look up a picture right now. Just type in. Coco, COCO, butt.
I'm doing this in incognito mode.
Yeah, you are. It's your phone! What does it matter?
He doesn't want the phone company to know.
I think they do.
Shannon's on our plan. They know.
Boom. All right, yeah. All right, here you go, Mandy.
Okay.
That's a big old butt, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big butt.
That's way bigger than my head. Yeah.
It's bigger than her head.
and it's insured.
Yeah, she has her butt insured. Well, you put that much money into it, you're going to want some guarantees there. And I think they do penis implants too, don't they?
I don't know.
I would assume so, and I need to find out for a friend.
Like, I wonder, I don't know how you would do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting those emails, they know insecurities.
Girth and width.
Because I feel like you could have it replaced, but then obviously it would be quite a bit different than...
How would you get it replaced? I want my penis removed and replaced with just a hydraulic system. with a little crank on it.
Well, I mean, just think like... It would be a prosthetic.
All right, types of
which
penile
is just odd
implants.
To me.
You can get. And when you're wanting to get a penile implant, it's important to think of the overall penile size you're going for.
I've gotten emails about this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be looking at this. Oh, there's inflatable penis implants.
That's disturbing.
This is all fascinating. I'm not even talking anymore. I'm just looking at these dicks.
Shannon, please stop looking at dicks.
There's
on the show.
There's so many dicks on my screen right
they're
now.
They're fake dicks, right?
Well, no, they're real dicks.
Well, sticking around. But
they stretch the dick out more.
That sounds really painful.
It does sound.
Yeah, everything about that sounds unpleasant.
Kind of painful. Yeah. It took me forever to realize what an erection actually was. Because I didn't know for the longest time. I just thought it was a thing. It was like, it's like a bone. The bone's soft and then the bone gets hard. But no, it's blood, Jesse. Uh-huh. Blood fills the tissue. Making it harder and spongy.
Less that.
Less spongy?
I would think.
It's still kind of squishy.
Well, yeah. But is it less than before?
No, it starts off really squishy.
Exactly.
And limpy.
And limpy.
And that's why I don't like porn, because it creates a standard of beauty that normal men cannot live up to.
No. No.
They start off just as soon as the pants come off, it's not even erect and it's 7 inches long. And I go, holy shit, fuck that guy. And then she does.
Yes, she does.
Well,
so
that's the family portion of the show. We gotta get out of here.
And I feel like you had input there.
I was gonna say, so it's been a great night, guys. Okay.
We could keep talking about genitals, but we got to get out of here. And I was just about to touch on the whole re-virgining of women. They can do that. They can reattach the hymen or something like that. That's also a surgery they do now.
I mean, it actually reforms by itself over time. Like,
not,
it can.
Not when I'm around.
Well, okay.
All right, we're out of time. We got to get out of here. We'll be back on Sunday for Nerd Up, unless we get canceled.
I mean,
by who?
I was about to say we own the network. Like, I'm not canceling
one of these shows. I'm eventually going to go home, and before I post, I'm going to go, I'm just going to delete everything.
I did get an email with, like, that started with, "Hey, just want to talk to you about your podcast for a minute." It was a guy trying to sell us on a different podcast hosting service.
Oh, okay.
I had the same reaction you did for a minute. I was like, wait, what?
But what about our podcast?
What about it?
Yeah. Are you suing us?
Please tell me you're not suing us. We can't afford to be sued.
We haven't got our first lawsuit yet. And I'm honestly a little surprised. I really am. And kind of disappointed.
I don't want any lawsuits.
We need to get that LLC going so they can't sue us.
And I've heard from a source, get two. That way you can split it. All right. That's it for us tonight. We're going to get out of here. The filthy show's over. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to you guys specifically. And Lindsay, I believe, is now playing. Okay.
She's looking at dicks?
Let's talk for a second.
No, I'm not looking at dicks.
Let's talk for a second about what Lindsay does while we record this podcast.
I play games because I'm ADD.
She's playing fucking solitaire.
I still contribute.
Of all the games
she's playing solitaire.
Of all the goddamn games. You went through the Candy Crush thing, the dress them up people game.
I'm out of missions on my other game.
The Diner Dash game, Animal Crossing.
Wait, when did you play Diner Dash?
I don't play Diner Dash. She's just going
game,
down the list.
No, there's some game you were delivering shit to people.
Animal Crossing.
No, I swear there is one. Solitaire.
I look over and she's sitting there just playing solitaire. I'm like,
we are less interesting than solitaire.
Than solitaire.
It's less interesting. Oh. I'm paying attention. I'm clearly laughing, so I'm paying attention.
At least play Minesweeper so you're a little on your edge.
No.
You can explode any minute.
But this has a triple edge.
Just Hunter. Minesweeper. He's the only one that remembers.
Wait, I'm just one of those people. I have to be doing something else at the same time. I just, the way I am.
I have to listen to music, so.
Are you listening to music while we do the show?
Always.
Are you really?
Did you not notice she had the headphone in?
Literally.
I don't
always.
Know how she does it.
Are you and I the only ones that just sit here and pay attention only to the show?
Yes. Okay. On any show.
Yeah, any show. Any fucking show.
I talk a lot on this show, but I need it for Nerd Up because I don't talk much. And if I don't have music, I'll just start daydreaming about anything else. Like, then I'll maybe come back.
During PWU, Allie thinks she's slick. I look over and she's like under the table with her phone looking at it. And I'm like, I want to call her out and be like, I still see you on your phone. You're aware of that, right? Goddamn people.
But it has cat bug.
Solitaire ain't got cat bug.
This has cat bug?
That is cat bug.
He's got a little sailor captain hat.
You see, you don't even know that I do that. You're so baffled.
Well, I see the thing in your ear, yeah. And I always wonder what it is.
Yeah.
But I just assume you're not listening to music during the show.
That's what I'll sometimes be bobbing to.
Honestly, I think it takes a special kind of talent to be able to listen to music and also be on the show.
I don't think you have any room to talk, though, because when you're at home, you will have the TV on and a game and music. You haven't done it in a while. I'll give you that.
And I still talk. You just looked at dicks and didn't talk, so I don't even want to.
They were illustrations of dicks. When I want to look at real dicks, when I want to go for dicks, I go for, like, Marco Pumpgood or Jason Thrust.
I mean,
he hasn't been with the Cocky Boys for a while.
I'll play Overwatch while listening to music, while having all the sounds on Overwatch, while talking to John.
I mean, I do that.
I used to have the TV on watching like the news. I'd be playing a video game while listening to music on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And like videos too. Like I have to have constant noise because if I don't have constant noise, I just get really depressed. Like that's just
the
truth
when your thinking starts.
Right. Yeah. That's when thinking's always bad. Thinking about getting that lobotomy. You know?
Just go right
what are you listening to? What are you listening to?
I just make a cue. Right now it's
Lights.
No, it's not. Galantis right now, I think.
Galantis.
Hang on. Hang on.
Oh, the queen pulls out
yeah,
a Fitbit.
Galantis. Tell me you love me.
I love you. Oh, fuck. She got me again. All right, we gotta get out of here. See you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Bye later. Mandy.
What? Bye. Hey.